Hi, welcome to Navigating Developmental Delay Podcast. I'm Ms. Burr.
And I'm Dr. Hamilton.
We want to welcome you and encourage you to follow us on social media. You can find us on our Twitter platform at NavigatingDevel1, Instagram, all one word, Navigating Developmental Delay, and Facebook. We hope that you visit our social media sites. You can access them through our episode webpage or wherever you get your podcasts. Our website is also on there, navigatingdevelopmentaldelays.com. Be sure to check out our tweets as we will tweet out articles that we refer to on our podcast, and the links can also be found in our episode webpage.
So we wanted to go over our medical disclaimer real briefly at the beginning of each episode. We want to stress that we are putting this information out there for informational purposes only. We want to stress that we are not giving anyone medical advice or occupational therapy advice. For medical advice, you should reach out to your children's pediatrician or family physician only. So our podcast and blog disclaimer, while we make every effort to broadcast correct information, we are still learning. One doctor and occupational therapist may have a different way of doing things from another. We welcome any comments, suggestions, or correction of errors. We take no money from advertisers at this time. By listening to this podcast or reading our blog, you agree not to use this podcast or blog as medical advice to treat any medical condition in either yourself or others, including but not limited to patients that you are treating. Consult your family physician or your own physician for any medical issues you may be having. This entire disclaimer also applies to any guests or contributors to the podcast or blog. Under no circumstances shall Navigating Developmental Delays podcast, any guests or contributors to the podcast, or blog, or any employees, associates, be responsible for damages arising from use of the podcast or blog. For a more detailed disclaimer, please visit our website at navigatingdevelopmentaldelays.com. So we have been talking a lot to parents about how to support their kids through the pandemic, how to help them, you know, deal with the new way that they're doing school, whether it's fully in person, hybrid, or remote, or all cyber. So we thought it would be interesting to bring in a child and get their perspective of how the pandemic has affected them and how school is different this year. So many things are different this year. So we're going to do an interview with a child in our neighborhood, with his parents' permission, of course. And this is an eighth grader that we're going to be speaking to. And if you have any questions at any point when we're asking you our questions, you know, please ask any clarifying questions you have. And we really are excited to get your opinion. So what's the learning option that you and your parents opted to do this year?
We chose the fully remote learning option.
Okay, so what were the two choices that you were given in your area? What were the options for school?
We were given a choice between fully remote and hybrid.
Okay, so what kind of input did you have into deciding which option was chosen for you for school this year? Take me through like the decision-making process.
Well, first, my mom called me into her room. She talked to me about what choices there were and the pros and cons of each. And she said that I had a little while to decide. And I went in my room. I thought about it. And I really wanted to go to hybrid because I would get to see my friends, my teachers. And I feel like I learned better in person. Mm-hmm. But then in the end, I realized that even if I was wearing my mask, not everyone would. Mm-hmm. So in the end, I decided that fully remote would be the better option for me, and my parents agreed.
Okay. And that's a really good point that you bring up, because just because, you know, you might be doing all the right things at school, not everyone is going to be doing all the things that are recommended. You know, just like kids are different. Some kids follow directions in a different way. So that's definitely something that might, you know, not be consistent in across all schools. So next question. What are three things that you really miss about school this year?
I really miss my extracurricular activities. I felt like that was a big part of my social life and my school life. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I just can't do those the same on a screen as I could in person. Mm-hmm. I also miss talking to my teachers and learning in class. Like I said before, I feel like I learn better in person than on a screen. Mm-hmm. And I would definitely miss my friends.
Right.
They were really fun, and I really enjoyed talking to them and hanging out with them.
Right. No, it's true. A lot of things don't get, you know, you miss out on the nuances of like body language and social communication through a screen. It's not the same thing. So next question, what are three things that you don't miss about school? And I'll explain why I'm asking this question. We've seen, you know, every child I see, I ask them about how they're doing with the pandemic and how they're feeling. And, you know, many, many kids are really devastated by not having their social group around them, not being able to spend as much time with friends. But surprisingly, there's a small subset of kids who are really thriving that, you know, maybe had some anxiety-provoking things at school and they're enjoying the online option or the hybrid option better. So everyone's different. So I wanted to ask you, you know, what are three things that you don't miss about school?
Well, for starters, I definitely don't miss the homework and the tests. Mm-hmm. Those were really stressful, especially the big tests, but I feel like I did better once it was online, mm-hmm. and there was not as much homework.
Okay. Anything else that you don't miss about school?
Generally, I enjoyed school. Mm-hmm. I'd say that was the only thing that I really didn't like.
Okay. So, I guess, initially when you talked to your parents about the school option, how did you feel about it when you guys made the initial decision, and do you feel any differently about it now? And if so, like, you know, what happened to kind of change your mind or keep you feeling the same way?
Well, I felt kind of bummed at first because that meant that I wouldn't get to see my friends or talk to them or whatever. Mm-hmm. But when I went to go pick up my textbooks from school, I saw all these people who weren't doing social distancing, and that made me kind of scared and upset. But then I also felt relieved that I wouldn't have to deal with that at school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a fine line with, you know, feeling that comfort of knowing that you're not as exposed, but then you're also giving up some of the social interaction type things. It's kind of a tough choice, really. So I wanted to ask you, how do you think this year is going to affect your view of the world? So, you know, I know that a lot of kids in Europe are already back in school, you know, completely, you know, regular school with their social distancing protocols. And we're not quite there yet. So how do you think this year is going to affect your view of the world?
I feel disappointed because the United States is such an advanced country. I feel like mm-hmm. we should be number one in flattening the curve. Mm-hmm. But then I also feel optimistic that in the future we've learned how to deal with this, and in the mm-hmm. future, if this ever happens again, we'll be prepared and we can mm-hmm. go back to school as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. You know, we have to learn from things. So next question, how do you think this year is going to affect your future or your view of the, you know, things in the future?
Well, I think it makes us realize that, you know, we're all connected. If a person in another part of the world has severe illness, eventually it's going to come to us. So we have to be aware of what's going on in the world, and we have to do our best mm-hmm. to help other people mm-hmm. because what goes around comes around.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good point. You know, I think that we are all connected more than we realize. And I think this pandemic has really shown us that. Next question. If you could go back in time, what is something you would tell yourself last year? So I'll tell you what I would say. If I could go back in time, I would say travel more and eat out more, because I miss doing that as much. But if you could go back in time, what is something you would tell yourself last year?
Easy. Don't fail on the math test.
Okay. Is there anything more broad, maybe, that you would think about?
Probably don't be as shocked when school shuts down, because that was a really big shock for me, and mm-hmm. it was really disappointing, and it made me really sad, mm-hmm. and it was kind of hard to deal with that.
Mm-hmm. So you would go back and prep yourself for that disappointment and maybe help yourself with being a little bit more resilient with that.
Yeah. Handling it. Yeah, I feel like that would have helped me a lot in the long run.
Okay. Yeah, it was very different. When schools, I think, shut down for a lot of kids, that's something that had never happened. So I don't know if you were in part of this process, but I know a lot of the standardized tests completely got canceled. So that's never happened as far as I can ever recall. So such an unusual situation that really affected people, you know, in significant ways. Okay, so next question. What do you think of online school?
I'm not particularly extremely excited about it, but I also don't feel a strong surge of resentment. I feel like I'm going to be open to it, mm-hmm. but I'm also not, like, overly excited about it.
Okay, so it's something that you feel is necessary for you right now, but you're missing, the complete experience you had when you were actually in school.
Yes.
So you're learning to live with it, but it's not what is something you enjoy as much as your school last year, obviously.
Yes.
Okay. Now, we talked about school and the things you miss with, you know, school, the things that maybe you don't miss with school. Think about your life and in general how things are different. You know, name maybe three things that you miss the most now compared to before the pandemic.
Well, I definitely miss eating out. We used to eat out, I think, once a week.
Mm-hmm.
But now we don't really do that. But on the bright side, we do make burgers and pizza at home now.
Okay.
Another thing that I miss about before the pandemic is that we got to visit our grandparents, mm-hmm. and we can't really do that anymore.
Yeah, that's a really good point. That has been hard for a lot of people with not being able to travel, and a lot of times it's been hard for kids because sometimes grandparents, when they take care of you, they might have, you know, other medical illnesses that might make them more susceptible to the virus. So people are being really careful, and you're right, that is actually a really good point. So anything else that you, you know, miss now compared to before the pandemic? Something that maybe you didn't think you would miss as much, but you do miss? Anything else that comes to mind?
Well, I don't know. I feel like, well, not really anything except for school. I feel like I took school for granted before,
mm-hmm.
but now, only after losing it, I realized that how much it meant to me.
Mm-hmm. Those are very wise words, because I think you'll see as people get older, we realize that there's a lot of things that we take for granted when we're younger that sometimes, you know, when we don't have them anymore, then we miss doing those things. So I think the pandemic has done that for a lot of people too, just realizing, you know, a lot of things that we just assumed we could always do, and then you don't realize that that may not always be an option. So is there something that you wish your parents knew about how you're dealing with the pandemic or how you're feeling?
No, I think that we're pretty close. So mm-hmm. I think that they know everything about how I'm feeling and everything.
What is something that you wish your teachers knew? Like maybe your online teachers or your teachers from last year, that what is something that you would want them to know?
Well, I would like to let my teacher know that I would much rather be in the classroom,
mm-hmm.
but I am willing to learn,
mm-hmm.
and I'm willing to accept online learning with an open heart and an open mind.
Mm-hmm. Good answer. So, I work as a pediatrician, and when I see kids, I always ask them during the visit about how they're doing with, you know, I ask them about what kind of school option they're doing, what kind of things they're, you know, struggling with, and, you know, we ask about how they're feeling. Is there a question that you think it would be helpful if your pediatrician asked you?
I feel it would be helpful if my pediatrician asked me how I felt about online school,
mm-hmm.
because a lot of time people don't ask that. They just do your checkup and then you're done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate the pediatricians that take their time and get to know their patients.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, I, you know, we both really appreciate that you're here and you gave us your time to, you know, tell us how you feel and give, you know, an honest opinion of how things are going. Is there anything that you would like to add in conclusion?
For all those kids out there who are listening to this, I know that this is a tough time, but we can get through this.
Excellent. Well said. I really, really appreciate your time. Thank you again very much, okay?
Thank you.
Hi, I'm here with my friend E, and he's going to tell us a little bit about how school's going during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So E, I wanted to know, how did you and your family decide what kind of school options you would pick for the fall?
So my mom and dad thought that I didn't have enough, like, braveness to go to real school, so they picked for me to go to online.
Oh, what do you mean by braveness?
Like, it means if I'm, like, not ready for something, because my mom and dad thought that I didn't have enough, like, you know, I couldn't control my feelings enough.
Oh, I see. So they thought maybe it would be too much on your feelings,
mm-hmm.
if you had to go to school full time.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. What are some options that your parents gave you?
Well, they didn't really give me any options. They were just like, you're going to online.
Oh, I see. So online learning it was.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about that?
I thought that it was sad that I didn't get to see my friends. But then I later learned that online's pretty fun and you can actually see your friends.
Oh, well, that's great. Are there things that you miss about school?
Yeah, I miss seeing the cool room stuff and all the cool stuff that we had in our room.
Mm-hmm.
It was usually a pretty cool room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you miss all of the things that you were able to have at school?
Yeah, like there was this cabinet with a game I once saw from a YouTube video, and I really loved playing it.
Oh.
Whenever recess came along.
Oh, recess. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, recess is super fun.
Is that something that you miss with online school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But hey, I still get to go on Lexia sometimes, or like play my tablet.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you really like about the online learning?
I like it that because last year we did rocket math and I was just like, this is the worst.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm happy that rocket math is gone.
Oh, okay.
Well, we might start it like a few months later, which I probably will hate. But hey, you never know.
Oh, okay. So tell me a little bit about how you feel about the pandemic overall.
I think it's really bad. I miss seeing all my friends and, you know, doing all the fun stuff, having to go out without masks.
Mm-hmm.
Not being able to go to certain places.
Yeah, that's tough, huh?
Yeah, it's always tough.
How do you do with wearing a mask?
I do really good.
That's great. Wonderful. Is there anything that you would want your teachers to know about this time? If there's teachers out there who are kind of listening to this and want to know how kids feel?
So if you guys want to know what kids feel, just ask them. Never be afraid.
Oh, nice. So your advice is just to ask. See what they're thinking.
See what they think about the pandemic. See if they don't really like it.
Mm-hmm. So if this is a silly question, but it's our last question, then I'll let you go. If there was one thing you could tell your future self that you've learned during this time, what would it be?
That wearing a mask is not that hard and the pandemic can be tough sometimes, but you can get through it.
Oh, I love that. I think that's great advice for everybody. And thank you so much for doing this with me today.
You're welcome.
We want to conclude by thanking the kids who spoke to us for the podcast. It is so helpful to get kids' opinions on how this pandemic is directly affecting them in so many ways. I want to encourage each of you to reach out to the kids in your life and see how they're feeling and what kind of supports they need from us as the grown-ups in their life, whether as teachers, parents, therapy providers, pediatricians, etc. In our last episode, Supporting Kids' Mental Health, we listed a series of helpful apps, books, and articles that kids can benefit from. Our episode notes are somewhat lengthy because we try to include all the resources we find helpful in there. Please refer back to our episode notes from our last episode for those resources. We hope you enjoy our podcast. Please send us any further topics of interest, any areas you may be interested in hearing more about. If you enjoy our podcast, please give us a rating on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts so people can find us more easily. You can message us on Instagram or Twitter or email us at navigatingdevelopmentaldelays@gmail.com. So navigatingdevelopmentaldelays@gmail.com, it's all one word. One final note, holidays are coming up. We want to wish everyone a wonderful holiday season and remind everyone to please, please stay safe this holiday season. Okay, until next time, talk to you guys soon. Bye.